Welcome, everybody, to the most unhinged pinball podcaster in the history of pinball podcasting. I'm your host, Kaneda. Happy Monday, everybody. It's a new week. I want to welcome Kyle to the show. I want to thank Hector for raising his amount every month to the $30, baby. He's in the Omokase Club, and I think Hector just likes it when I rant and rave on the weekends. Kaneda putting everybody on blast, but here's what we're going to do. Even I know when things get old and stale, I'm no longer talking about Optimus not transforming, I'm beating a dead horse, and I'm not going to talk about shilling in the pinball content space anymore. Everybody do your thing, and this game's not going to change, and nothing's going to transform, and we're moving past it. The past is the past, the future is in front of us, and we are going to dwell in the present, baby, on this episode of Kaneda's Pinball Podcast. Hearing a rumor that AC/DC is next. It is not going to be Ozzy Osbourne. We shall see. I mean, this rumor that John Borg is next in the lineup is going to happen. Now, whether it's an all-new AC/DC game or an Ozzy Osbourne game, I think they're trying to misdirect people, but I've heard from my source that heard it directly from someone over at Stern that it is going to be an all-new AC/DC game. Let's talk about this for a minute. Do we think this is going to work? Stern going back to the theme well and recreating a game they've already made. Now, look, it makes total sense when you think about it. They already made a Transformers game, and here's a new Transformers game. And they already made an AC/DC game about like 15 years ago. So is it not time to make a new one? Now, I think the issue with music pins especially is that it's still AC/DC, right? It's that AC/DC game by Steve Ritchie with Lyman Sheets on code with all those fun toys in it. That game is amazing. There's a reason why I think AC/DC is definitely within the top five best-selling Stern machines of all time. So how do you remake it and make it special? See, Transformers made sense because nobody cared about the Michael Bay movies, and this is the theme that everybody wanted, G1. But if you remake AC/DC, you're still going to have all the same songs. You're still going to have all the same source material. I don't know how you make it all new and original and top the game that came out already. How are you going to beat Lyman's Code? How are you going to beat that Bell mech, which is awesome? So AC/DC is a game I think a lot of people have enjoyed for many, many years. And I don't know, maybe it would make more sense just to remaster it. But I think they don't want to let Steve Ritchie have a game for sale when he's over at Jersey Jack Pinball. So my thing is this. I do think Stern is doing moves right now that sort of reek of a company that's a little bit out of solutions, and they don't really have the answers, and I'm not sure what Seth and the leadership team are thinking. I think they need to slow down and just get what's out there in better shape versus remaking or bringing back a theme we've already had, and thousands of people have it. So I'm looking over my shoulder right now, and I'm, like everybody else, just wondering, where's the Pokemon code? And where's the communication around the Pokemon code? And there's none. And it's very, very frustrating. And I think it's leading to some of my sort of strident, fly-off-the-handle content lately, because I just feel like, as a community, we should all be pushing against Stern right now. We shouldn't be showing them support. And the reason why I don't think we should be supporting them is I don't think we should be rushing to cover their next game when they've left thousands of people so unsatisfied with this Pokemon game. And before they've even made a decent code update, they're serving us up the next game. And it sort of put me in a bad mood because I don't turn this game on much anymore. In 10 minutes, you can basically see everything there is to see in Pokemon. And everyone out there is in the same